Hey, Spike.
Yeah?
If Hydra were to make a attachment to keep Spike Tickner away from Hydra, what would it be?
Oh, let me think about it. Probably like a big moustache on a stick, because I found it really uncomfortable, so I shaved it off.
Yeah, okay, so if Hydra itself had a moustache.
Yeah, come and tickle my face, I'd be like, no, thank you. I forfeit. I like to drink my drinks in one mouthful, not dripping.
Yeah, okay.
No, look, I'm not coming for all you mustachioed gentlemen's and gentlewomen's.
Yeah, look, having a moustache, I've never personally had one. It does look like it could possibly be annoying. But it looked good, Spike.
Yeah, look, it looked all right, but I'm going to give it 10 more years. We'll try again when I'm 38.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
Welcome to Bots, Bots, Bots. That's Spike Tickner.
This is Tegan Kinder.
And this is our robot fighting podcast. This is our little mini episode. We're just going to go through one of the newest fight card.
Pretty good fight card this week.
A lot of weird matchups, I find. Look,
I'm excited to get into it. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, but I think we need to go to the pits first.
Oh, we need to go to the pits?
Yeah, we need to go to the pits. We've got a couple of things we need to fix up.
All right, look, I installed this over here. Let's take the elevator.
Spike just pushed a button in real life that wasn't there. Just mimed pushing a button. Thank you for that.
All right, we've arrived. You know, ground, basement, floor. And now we get on these segways. And they've segued us into the pits.
That's a beautiful segue into the pits. You've done a great job.
Sorry, it's a bit more cramped in here. There's a lot more broken robots around this week.
Yeah, it's been pretty rough for the robots.
What are we doing? What are we going to fix up on our podcast?
All right. Well, last week, when we were talking about the fight with Charco versus Slapbox, we didn't actually ever name Edward Robinson.
Yeah.
And we do know his name.
We were just in a bit of a rush that week, I think. But yeah, Edward Robinson, what a legend. I think we've mentioned it in the past.
Yeah, like, it just felt a bit rude that we didn't say his name. So here we are saying his name. His name is Edward Robinson.
The man, the myth, the legend.
The absolute myth, honestly.
The absolute legend. We also missed a very important moment last week, which was we missed a few button pushes, but the one that we just want to mention is, oh my god, the uppercut button push, Tegan.
Oh, the rubber chicken that wasn't strong enough and then they had to go in with their finger instead. That was one of my favorite button pushes of all time, and I'm so sad that we didn't talk about it. We were just distracted by the giant fireball.
I don't know why they don't have, like, slow-mo cameras on the button pushes, because you miss beautiful moments like this back in slow-mo. Like, surely the budget next year will allow for some slow-mo shots of the button pushes.
I'm happy that we get the button pushes at all, to be honest. The button pushes have, like, that little... I think that's, like, one of the charming things for BattleBots for me, is they're like, no, this is important.
It is. It's tradition. It's integral to the whole sport. Everything would fall apart without these button pushes.
I agree.
Because what if one team isn't ready?
What if one team isn't ready?
Which has never happened, I think.
I don't think it has ever happened.
If you have heard of a team not being ready to push the button, please write us in. It could have happened in the Comedy Central era. I'm not sure.
Yeah, so that email is botsbotsbotspodcast@gmail.com. If you drive robots and you felt not ready but had to push the button...
If you need to talk about pushing the button when you're not ready as a BattleBots driver, then please write to us. We have a forum. You can remain anonymous, but you can get it out there.
Yeah, we will be your voice for you.
Let the world know.
Another thing that we didn't talk about, and I'm so furious at us for not talking about it last week, was John Mayo with his towel spinning again.
Yeah.
Even when Sawblaze was counted out, nothing.
Nothing.
Didn't stop.
It was incredible. Yeah, so John Mayo, a team member of Sawblaze, You know, he just does not stop spinning that towel, and I like it.
I love the energy that he brings, honestly. It's charming, is what I would say.
It is charming. I can't wait to see Sawblade's next fight. Win or lose, John Mayer will be there to spin the towel.
That's what he does. That's why he's in the team. I'm sure he's a very talented engineer or some other job that people have in BattleBots teams.
Yeah, I think he has. We've covered him before.
We've definitely covered the towel spinning.
And that's all the damage I think we took. So, you know.
It was nothing major.
It was nothing major, but it seemed like we missed some important beats there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Should we take the rocket back up to the top where we record the podcast?
This is the weirdest bit that you're trying to do, but yes, let's take the rocket up to the top.
Here we go. Woo! Oh, God. Wasn't that good?
Spike, that was a wild ride. Thank you so much.
I know. So the first fight this week, Captain Shredderator versus Axe Backwards.
This is going to be... I feel like this is going to end very badly for Axe Backwards.
Look, you never know. I feel like Axe Backwards, like, I'm sure I've talked some shit on Axe Backwards, but everyone has. No. No, look, you never know. If they're spinning upwards, they could easily hit Captain Shredderator, like, up in the air, get them in the corner, slow them down. I don't know. I think Axe Backwards could manage to control this fight. I can see that being possible.
I can also see Captain Shredderator just ripping the wheels off Axe Backwards.
Yeah, if they take a hit on the corner, it's not going to be good. They want to keep the drum, the middle of the drum.
I just feel like Axe Backwards is going to get a bad touch on its wheels.
Yeah, that's a high probability. Captain Shredderator is looking pretty fierce at the moment. If their reliability is there, I think they'll be all right. If they can stay in the middle of the box, you know, it's a pretty plain fight when you're talking about full body spinners. They just want to stay in the middle of the arena, spin up. And then what are you going to do? You're going to come to them.
I mean, look, Axe Backwards just needs to have impeccable driving and aim.
Yeah, yeah. If they can just keep all the hits centered, then you never know. Maybe if they can get them in the corner, keep the hits centered, they could take it. I think there's a chance. But look, who do you think's going to win, Tegan? But who are you going for here?
I'm going for Axe Backwards.
Yeah.
But I think Captain Shredderator is going to take it home.
Look, I'm going for Axe Backwards too, and I also think Captain Shredderator is going to take it home.
Yeah, Captain Shredderator is just gonna... I'm sorry, Axe Backwards. I don't think you're going to survive this one.
They might. I think they're in with an okay chance here.
All right, next fight is P1 versus Copperhead.
Now, we haven't seen P1 yet this year, but... I mean, it's a fast bot.
It's a race car.
It's a little race car. It's a very good looking bot.
It's one of my favorite looking bots, honestly.
It's a great paint job. We should rate all of the aesthetics. Write this down.
Okay, I'll write it. I'll make a note. I would love to rank all of the aesthetics of the teams. I feel like Hypershock's up there for sure. Hyojink is up there for sure.
There's an official power level ranking. There needs to be official aesthetics level rankings too.
Absolutely.
And we can give out our own award. So stay tuned.
I will make this happen.
But let's talk about this fight. P1 versus Copperhead.
Copperhead are looking fierce.
Yeah, they are packing a punch. That little snake is no joke.
The little snake?
That's what I'm calling them. The little snake.
Don't they have little snake robots?
Yeah,
well? I mean, I don't know what they're meant to do.
They're just meant to look good. It's like Wally. They're visual distractions.
Okay, yes. From the viewer, from paying attention.
Maybe they're designed for, like, you know, for when they fight Mad Catters, like, chase after it instead of the real robot. I think that's their plan.
Yeah, okay. But wouldn't Gassy Cat just take care of them?
I mean, ideally, yeah.
What's P1's weapon again?
I think P1 is actually just a lifter.
Yeah, okay. Lots of lifters this season.
Yeah, a few lifters. I mean, a lifter is a great first kind of bot to bring. You know, get used to driving the heavyweights, get used to the arena. I think lifters are good. You can probably have more of your weight distributed to armor with a lifter.
I mean, that's a very good point.
Yeah, I think there is a distinct advantages that lifters grant.
How do you think one will go against Copperhead, though?
I have a feeling Copperhead is going to do quite well here.
Yeah, I think so too.
I mean, you know, P1's gonna have to drive really good, but once they start taking some shots, I think it's gonna be a tough one.
I mean, the way that they look, I'd assume that they're excellent drivers.
Oh, yeah.
With the whole aesthetic, I assume that they can... They are up there with some of the best drivers. So if they're not, I'm going to be disappointed. Because don't bring that aesthetic if you can't drive.
Yeah, you got to walk the walk.
Yeah, you got to... If you're going to look the part, you got to play the part. But Copperhead, though, just that weapon design is furious. And I think it's just going to rip them wheel from wheel.
Wheel from wheel. Oof. Who are you going for here, Tegan? Who do you like?
I like Copperhead.
Okay, yeah.
I do. They're growing on me more this season. I'm always very apprehensive when it comes to the new bots to let them in. Just because I'm worried that they'll hurt me. And
it is a bit like that sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, but then again, there's some that just you instantly fall in love with. But Copperhead I've had to warm up to and... I like them. I like what they're bringing, and I like their design. I love their design. I love all of the snake motifs that they have. That's excellent.
Yeah, if Copperhead can win this, I think we're looking at a really good seating for them, too.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm going to go for Copperhead, and I think Copperhead's going to take it.
Look, I'm going to go for P1, but I do think Copperhead's going to take this one as well.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Now, here is a fight.
Now, this is going to be amazing.
The people's hero returns.
It's Rusty and Beta.
Yeah, Beta. Beta's gonna bonk Rusty.
Or is Rusty going to drill Beta?
I should hope so. If they can get in the back there with that weird air hammer weapon, I want to see all hell break loose.
I know.
Beta's going to be on fire. It's going to be carnage.
I really hope that Rusty can win this one.
We're all just here to see what Beta's hammer does to a salad bowl, right?
Yeah, honestly, we've seen what it can do to a piece of wood on two tires, and everyone's claiming that it's very powerful. We haven't actually seen it do anything to a salad bowl yet, and that will be the deciding factor.
Honestly, salad bowls should probably become the next sort of standard of, like, damage testing that BattleBots incorporates. None of this, like, whatever they're hitting a big plate on the tires. Actually, I should talk about that. What is it? A sewer? What do they call that?
Like a man cover.
Yeah, manhole cover. That's it. Yeah, so the manhole cover that you keep seeing them in the test box.
A man cover. I don't know.
This manhole cover, right, that you keep seeing everyone in the test box hitting. So if you noticed in a lot of them, it's like, it's whole, and then in some of the footage, it's in two pieces.
Yeah.
So, it was in two pieces after Shatter got to it.
Holy smokers!
Yeah, so credit to Shatter for breaking the manhole cover in half.
That's pretty hectic. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I saw them post about that and I'm like, damn, that's a good flex.
That's a huge flex. Man, Shatter got buff.
Anyway, slight aside, but well done on breaking the manhole cover, Shatter.
Yes. I'm really excited. Like, we know that Beta can drive. And yeah. We know that Rusty cannot.
Hey now, Rusty can drive.
Rusty can, look, sorry, no, I don't mean that Rusty can't drive. I just mean Rusty isn't the fastest robot in the field.
It's not the slowest either.
Who is slower?
I would even say Rusty could outpace Black Dragon.
You think Rusty could outpace Black Dragon?
I do. I don't think you remember how quick those treads go.
I remember it puttering along.
No, you'll be surprised. Remember, it was surprisingly quick.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
It, like, ran into the wall and tipped over. Now, what it is slow at is self-riding, and that makes me worried.
Yes. I don't know how well that Perspex will go up against Beta's hammer.
Yeah, I think that wedge on Beta is going to get under Rusty and flip him, and then I'm looking at some side blows, you know?
And side blows never seem to be that good.
Having said that, I mean, the salad bowl stands to be tested, but I do think the back half of Rusty, all of that sort of, what is it, 3/8 inch something, the back half of Rusty is seriously tough, and I reckon Beta will not be able to get through it.
I mean, yeah, but how are they going to hammer Rusty's butt like that?
I mean, do I have to pay for the premium service to see this?
It's BattleBots adult only.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see this fight, though. I love both of these bots. I mean,
this is sure to be entertaining.
If anything.
I think Dave Eaton's going to have a ball. I think Beta's going to have a ball. I think it's a good matchup for these two bots.
I think that's what I'm mostly excited for, is just to see Dave Eaton on screen again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man is adorable.
It's magnetic.
Yeah.
So, who do you think... Let's get down to brass tacks. Who do you think's going to win this? Who do you want to win this?
I want Rusty to win!
Yeah, I want Rusty to win, too!
I want Rusty to win!
Sorry, Beta, but we want Rusty to win.
The people's champion,
in
Rusty.
In most other matches, I'd be going for Beta. I love that bot.
Yeah. Do you think Beta's going to win?
I am apprehensive.
Oh, okay.
I can see Rusty in there with a chance.
I can also see Rusty in there with a chance. But what's your final...
My final answer, you know, you can't discredit the driving from Beta. Like, Beta can drive with the best of them after that rotator match. That just blew me away. Like, the amount of chances they denied rotator in that match and just the level of driving they had to keep up to survive that match was just phenomenal. And so I think Beta will take this if they want to. But maybe they'll just have some fun, you know?
I mean, I hope they do both, because I honestly think Beta will win, and I really hope that they just have lots of fun with it, but still manage to have a successful bot. Alright, next matchup is Mammoth versus Hypershock.
Whoa. Maybe you should take Farouk's job.
I can't come up with that many... I don't even know what to call what Farouk does.
Poems. They're all poems.
He's a poet. That's
He's
right.
He's a poet.
This is going to be one hell of a fight to watch, I reckon.
Prepare to get fired over the wall.
Right.
That's all I reckon. I mean, that's going to be tough. I read somewhere just before on Reddit that, you know, Mammoth has... some pieces of, I think one of the motors is maybe from Bite Force. And as we know, Hypershock can't beat Bite Force. So maybe the Bite Force spirit inside of Mammoth will conquer here.
It's so bizarre to think about a piece of Bite Force being a Mammoth. Yeah. Like, two completely different looking bots that share innards just doesn't seem right.
It's not right. I mean, get tested.
It's not right, but it's okay.
It's okay.
I'm so excited to see Hypershock just drive the best they can around this giant
robot.
They
need to drive good. It's going to be interesting to see Mammoth in a different, slightly different configuration with the tusks on the sides of the wall, near the wheels to keep away attackers.
Yeah, but if we know anything about Hypershock, it's that they can get to them anyway.
Yeah, I think... you know, Will Bale's going to have to be on his best driving because he does stand a very good chance to get battered away.
Who did Hypershock verse first up?
Gruff.
Oh, yeah.
Got a little bit cooked.
Got a little bit very cooked.
I'll tell you what, we'll talk about Gruff later.
Yeah. I'm excited to see how they've bounced back from that, though. I love Hypershock. Like, I feel like every year they come in and they try really hard and we fall in love with the team all over again, but they just don't have a lot of luck.
Yeah, and then we see the batteries come out and it's just a bit upsetting.
It's really devastating.
Look, you know, if anyone can take down Mammoth, Hypershock can take down Mammoth. And I think Hypershock, you know, they need the win. They're going to be hungry for it. I'm going to put my bets on Hypershock. I reckon Hypershock will win this.
I'm going to agree, honestly.
Do I want Hypershock to win? I mean, part of me, yes. The other part of me that weighs more is that I want to see Mammoth really hit Hypershock and see how far it goes.
I want to see Hypershock get yeeted by Mammoth, absolutely. I love Mammoth, but I still feel like Hypershock's got that speed advantage. I mean, saying that though, Mammoth is speedy.
I mean, Mammoth has the thing with the two wheels where you can turn on a dime.
Yeah.
So, they've got that for him. And I don't really... I reckon, you know, with that tail, they could almost, like, tail whip and actually we could see an effective tail attack from Mammoth.
Hey, maybe. I never thought Mammoths would have tails that were that aggressive. I thought they were just for flies. Shut up. Don't slow clap me on my own podcast. Get out of here.
Ken and I will.
No. Yeah, all right. How about we talk about the next fight?
Yeah, Spokanok versus Sub-Zero. Spork's gonna go flying.
What is Spokanok gonna bring?
Yeah, I just don't know enough about this robot. I mean, they got kind of caught up on their drive last time. Hopefully, their drive is a bit better. Sub-Zero, we've seen, working like a charm now.
Oh, Sub-Zero's last match was amazing.
Honed it in. Plenty of flips in the can.
Super amount of flips. That doesn't make any sense. But anyway.
It does.
A super amount of flips.
If, yeah, Spokanok's going to have to really watch out.
Are they going to bring their, like, hammer thing? Or are they going to bring their lifter?
What would you bring?
Sub-Zero? I'd probably try and bring the hammer, honestly. I feel like if you bring in a lifter and you're just trying to flip them over, they can flip themselves back over.
Yeah, that's true. I guess you want to try and do some damage.
Yeah.
Because damage does score well, as we can see.
What would you bring?
You know, like, if you are... They've only got so many flips in them, so the lifter could be quite good. Especially you could lift them maybe onto their side. It depends on how good Spokanok's lifter is. I think this is going to be a hard fight for Spokanok. I'm going to bet on Sub-Zero here.
I want Spokanok to win, but I think Sub-Zero will take it home.
I'm kind of vibing with Sub-Zero. I want Sub-Zero to win.
Oh, okay.
And I think they're going to take it.
All right. Tracer versus Balespear.
It's Farmageddon.
I like Balespear's aesthetic a lot.
It's very good, isn't it? They're definitely up there on the aesthetic power rankings.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Versing Tracer, who is that weird... It's like a bizarro Bite Force colorway.
Yeah, it's definitely the same Bite Force aesthetic. Maybe they thought that would, like, secure them the win. I'm not sure.
Look, if you're going to rely on anything, I rely on aesthetics. So.
Now, I think we're probably going to see Tracer's little cam-lifting mini-bot.
I hope so with Balespear, because there's nothing that aggressive on Balespear.
Yeah, I think it's a safe place for their mini-bot to fight, and we'll probably see it. And whether Balespear can get unstuck from this, or whether they actually manage to get stuck on, it's going to be interesting, because Tracer's weapon definitely packs a punch.
Yeah, I really want to see Balespear be super aggressive with that spear of theirs.
I love Balespear's weapon. After I watched their fight with Chomp, I couldn't stop thinking about, like, drilling bots all this week. Like, could you make a bot that, like, drills your opponent? And I think it's been done in the past, but it's not a concept I've seen anytime recently.
Isn't Rusty a drill?
No, Rusty's more of an air hammer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, I really want it to be a drill. Sorry.
I mean, you know, maybe Rusty too.
Hey, the drillening.
The drillening.
Oh, yeah. I really like the spear design. I feel like it will be effective against Tracer. I feel like Tracer maybe doesn't have... I feel like their front is probably very strong armor, but I feel like the rest of them, because they're a big box pretty much, I feel like the rest of them would be pretty easy for Balespear to puncture.
Yeah, I mean, they just got caught up last time, upside down. So, I mean, we haven't really seen the armor. I imagine the front and the sides actually look pretty tough too. Balespear's probably going to need to try and hit the back. I don't really have any details on Balespear's spear, and I would like some.
I really want to see Tracer have a super effective hit with its weapon. I feel like last time we didn't get to see it do what it's built to do. And I'd love to see it just wallop. Like, that's what I love to see robots do. So, to see Tracer come out on their second fight and be successful would be really nice.
Yeah, we've seen what Balespear can do. Effective. And, you know, maybe we'll see some more of that this fight. But, yeah, it's time to see what Tracer can do.
Yeah, I agree. Who are you going for?
I'm going for Balespear.
Me too.
Hands down. I just want to see that... See that thing impale some more stuff.
Yeah, right.
Because that is cool.
Those two barn doors get me every time.
Yeah, it is a very good look. Do I think Balespear's going to win? No, I think Tracer's probably going to take this.
I'm gonna double down on Balespear.
I like it. I like your enthusiasm.
Thank you. The main event.
Oof, my boy Gruff.
Versus Whiplash.
It's just he's got a thing out for the neon robots.
Hates neon.
Hates neon. He's like a bull in the red, although I hear it's just the movement of the matadors. I don't like matadors, for the record.
No, neither do I.
I think Whiplash poses a real threat to Gruff. I may have said this in the past, actually, but anything like Whiplash or Sawblaze or Scorpios that has those overheating weaponry...
Oh, yeah.
You know, could take out Gruff's flame pods, but he does have two of them.
He does have two of them. We can't forget that he has those giant forks in front of him as well. We saw Whiplash, but he's really... They didn't do well in their first match this season. So I really hope they can come out of the gate and just...
Who did they fight in their first?
Sawblaze.
See, this is the thing, though. That is someone that can drive really well and is really quick. What I do know about Gruff is that although he is impenetrable and I can't see Whiplash's weaponry doing anything to Gruff, I do know that Gruff is really slow. And I think Whiplash is going to have no trouble driving around the sides and attacking those weapons.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Whiplash be as good as Whiplash can be. And the Whiplash that we know and we love.
Yeah, certainly.
I want them to come back full force and just hand it to Gruff. I want to see Gruff lose one of those bloody...
I think they'll definitely lose one, if not both. I think Whiplash has the absolute skill to, you know, push Gruff where it needs to be, keep out of the fire... and take down those weapons piece by piece. I don't think we're going to see Whiplash get past Gruff's armor. And if Gruff can keep facing front, you know, that could be hard.
I say, we were talking about how Whiplash, we know that they can do all of this amazing driving, but we saw what Gruff did to Hypershock.
Yeah, that's the thing. Hypershock also can do amazing driving. Though the difference for Hypershock is that they have trouble attacking those weapons, whereas yeah. Whiplash will be coming with a plan.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a really exciting match.
The other thing is that Whiplash has now seen that match with Hypershock and knows what not to do.
Yeah, this is true, actually.
Which is drive on top of Gruff.
Don't drive on top of Gruff.
That's where all the hot time is.
That's where the fire comes from.
Yeah, you don't want to be there. And heat rises.
Don't be in the fire. Fire's not a place for your robot to be.
No. And I think they know that, you know. I think the Vasquez boys know that hot things are hot.
Hot things are hot. Don't touch it.
Don't touch it, which is something I frequently learn in my life because I frequently will pick up a hot plate or, you know, because I'm microwaving food, I guess. And it's too hot. Hot things are hot.
Hot things are hot. You had a forge for a little bit there.
I did have a forge for a bit. Coal forge. I found out that very hot things are very hot.
Yes. Very hot things are very hot. And that is Gruff. Gruff is a forge.
That's right. He is. He's two forges on yeah. a robot.
And I feel like he's going to do a lot. I feel like he's going to try really hard to melt Whiplash down.
Yeah, I mean, if Whiplash gets... That's the thing. I feel like any fight with Gruff is like a critical level fight for your robot. You know, there's some robots that you're like, oh, I could lose this fight, but at least I won't be too damaged.
Yeah.
But if you're going to fight a bot like Gruff, you're going to know I might get completely destroyed.
Yes. I really want to know what the melting point is for some of these weapons.
I think it's quite high, but if you left it on... Well, let me ask you this, Tegan. Who are you going for in this one? Because I know you're a big Whiplash fan.
I am a big Whiplash fan, but I'm also a big Gruff fan. I'm gonna go for Gruff.
Right.
Because I got to think of my boy Lachlan, who is one of our friends that comes and watch robots with us. He's a very big Gruff fan.
Yes.
He was very excited today.
Yeah, he was super excited today.
So I'm going to go for Gruff just so I can cheer along with him. But I think Whiplash is going to win.
Yeah, true. Well, look, I'm going to go for Gruff as well. I love Gruff. Not enough flame bots out there. Bring him on. I'm missing free shipping.
I miss free shipping so much.
And his safety invalid... His safety regulation breaking flamethrower.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful, even though the safety crews hate it.
Yeah.
I think he got a big warning for that one last year.
I miss Gary June this season.
Honestly, where is Gary June? We miss you. Probably just COVID stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say Gruff's going to win this because I got to believe, and as much as I would hate to see Whiplash melted and I would hate to see Whiplash go 0-2, I do want to see Gruff go 2-0.
That's pretty fair. That's pretty. I'll give you that. That's pretty fair, I feel.
Let's get Gruff some seeding.
Well, yeah, that's the whole fight card. I'm so excited for this episode, Ted.
This is going to be a good one. I can't wait till tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay, can I ask?
You may.
What other bots are you missing this season that you're used to seeing every other season?
Ooh, good question. I tell you who I really miss is Warhead. Warhead is such a cool bot. Mm. I really wonder what they're up to. Ever since that thing sort of spun on its head and, like, glided across the arena,
that was spectacular.
Spinning and delivered a hit somehow. I mean, that's the best shit I've ever seen.
Yeah. No, that was actually... That was a sight to behold.
Who else? I'm missing Duck.
Oh, I miss Duck too.
I think I would like to see Duck versus Gruff. I think that would be a funny fight.
Oh, I would love to see Duck versus Gruff.
I don't know. I'd just like to see smoke pouring out of Duck and hear Chris Rose and Kenny make jokes about cooked duck all
Peking
night.
Duck, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure there's several. What about you? Anyone?
I really miss Minotaur.
Yeah. I mean, I miss Minotaur too.
I miss Minotaur.
I think, you know, there's probably a lot of bots that are glad Minotaur isn't here this year.
Yeah. Who else am I missing though? I really miss Blacksmith too. I'm so happy that we got to see Mad Catter use that flaming hammer. Well, they didn't really use it, but...
No, we haven't seen them use it yet.
But yeah, it really made me miss Blacksmith. They're always just in it to win it and champions about everything that they do. So
I would love to see a fight between Mad Catter and Blacksmith.
Both with flaming hammers?
Both with flaming hammers.
Whoa.
Would that not be the most spectacular fight ever?
It would be pretty good to watch.
I think so.
All right. Well, that's all we have for you today.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in again to Bots, Bots, Bots. We've got some exciting stuff coming up that we can't talk about yet, but... It's getting there.
Yeah, we're working on things behind the scenes.
It's, you know, the shop is rolling along.
Yeah. You can email us at botsbotsbotspodcast@gmail.com. Talk to us. Tell us who you're missing this season.
Yeah. Who's your favorite bots that aren't here?
Yeah. Who do you think's gonna win? Who are you going for?
You can find us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, and it really helps if you tell a friend about the podcast or leave a review.
Yeah.
That really helps us grow.
That's super handy if you leave a review. Do it on Apple Podcasts, please. Please. Anyway, thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next week.
Later this week.
We'll catch you later this week to talk about this fight card. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I'm super excited. All right.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Catch ya.
See ya.